resurrected. Sicut dixit. He is risen, as he said. Alleluia. Good afternoon and welcome to this live, special live broadcast of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Coming to you live from Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish in South Euclid, Ohio. The Holy Mass today is offered according to the Roman Missal of Pope St. John the 23rd.
The Mass of the season will be offered today, the Mass for the fourth Sunday after Easter. The principal celebrant will be the pastor of Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish, Father David Ireland of the Diocese of Cleveland. This will be a solemn high Mass, meaning in addition to Father Ireland in the sanctuary, there will be two other sacred ministers, a deacon and a subdeacon, providing commentary for this Holy Mass broadcast. My name is Jerry Monroe. I'm joined by Father Douglas Brown, the pastor of Mary Queen of Peace Church in Cleveland, Ohio. Good afternoon, Father Brown.
Good afternoon. This is going to be a very special Mass, a very beautiful Mass. We're greatly looking forward to this. The music looks outstanding. Featuring the composition of Joseph Haydn, and so we're very excited about the opportunity to hear the Lyceum Choir, as well as some parents from the Cleveland Orchestra.
Yes, the occasion is simply that it's Eastertide, that glorious period where our Lord continued to prepare his apostles for the mission that he had in view for them, the foundation of his Holy Church, continuing up through Trinity Sunday, and even the week afterwards, the season of Eastertide. Today is the fourth Sunday after Easter, according to the Missal of Pope St. John the 23rd, the 1962 Missal. That is the Mass that you will hear today, and as Father mentioned, it will be a solemn high Mass, meaning solemn meaning three sacred ministers in the sanctuary, a high Mass meaning it's a sung Mass. And the Mass setting will be that which was composed by Franz Joseph Haydn around the year 1775, called the Missa Brevis Sancti Ioannis de Deo, or the Brief Mass of St. John of God. And in addition to the Schola Cantorum of the Lyceum School, located in South Euclid, Ohio, we will be hearing a small string orchestra, the members of which include parents of Lyceum students, including some members of the Cleveland Orchestra assisting.
This church that we are sitting in was dedicated to St. Gregory the Great and was constructed in about 1960-1961. So in that style, it's a very beautiful church, a beautiful mosaic along the rearness of the church with the high altar. The communion rail they use, the first pew, there probably were some renovations done at some point where a communion rail was removed. But the choir loft is maintained and the pews are still as they were at that time. But it's a beautiful church, very appropriate setting for this Mass.
I've always admired the style of the architecture, Father, in this church for its blend of Eastern and Western elements and mosaics.
While
while we are listening to this organ prelude, Father Ireland and the other sacred ministers have entered the church, and they are processing down the side aisle, around the back, and back up into the sanctuary, followed by 8 acolytes.
The music from this Mass is all under the direction of Dr. Mark Langley, who has been the music director here at Sacred Heart of Jesus.
The order of Mass begins. We hear the traditional chant, Vidi Aquam. Father Ireland and the other sacred ministers are walking down the aisle and sprinkling the people with holy water. As the Scola sings, I saw water flowing from the right side of the temple, and all they to whom that water came were saved, and they shall say, Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever.
This Vidi Aquam is only offered during the Easter season, during Eastertide, so that it's in comparison to the asparagus, which is done other times in the year.
This is a prelude as St. John Vianney, the curé of Ars, the patron saint of all priests,
yes, indeed,
has said, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is the greatest the most solemn and the most sublime of all those actions which can glorify God. St. John Vianney. Show us, O Lord, thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. Alleluia. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. Hear us, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, and vouchsafe to send thy holy angel from heaven to guard, cherish, protect, visit, and defend all that are assembled in this place. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
At this point, the celebrant is removing his coat, and he'll be adorned then with his chasuble, which is all in a beautiful gold color for the Easter season. Maniple first on his left arm, followed by the chasuble over the head. Begins with the prayers at the foot of the altar.
I will go into the altar of God, to God who giveth joy to my youth. And then the prayers at the foot of the altar continue. Judge me, O God, and distinguish my cause from the nation that is not holy. Deliver me from the unjust and deceitful man. For thou art God, my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? And why do I go sorrowful while the enemy afflicts me? Send forth thy light and thy truth. They have conducted me and brought me unto thy holy hill and into thy tabernacles. And I will go into the altar of God, to God who giveth joy to my youth. To thee, O God, my God, I will give praise upon the harp. Why art thou sad, O my soul, and why do you disquiet me? Hope in God. For I will still give praise to him, the salvation of my countenance, and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall ever be, world without end. Amen. I will go into the altar of God, to God who giveth joy to my youth. Meanwhile, Ascola sings the introit from Psalm 97. Sing ye to the Lord a new canticle. Alleluia. For the Lord hath done wonderful things. Alleluia. He hath revealed his justice in the sight of the Gentiles. Alleluia. 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 His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
At the foot of the altar conclude, the priest and the other ministers ascend to the high altar.
Escola sings the Kyrie. 9 verses. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. 9 times.
And at the same time, the altar is incensed, accompanied by the celebrant, accompanied by the deacon and subdeacon.
The Gloria comes now to its conclusion. Father and the ministers return to the high altar for the opening collect prayer.
Oremus, Deus qui fidelio mentes unius e fecis voluntatis,
who make the faithful to be of one mind and will, grant to thy people the grace to love what thou hast commanded, and to desire what thou dost promise. That amid the changes of the world, our hearts may there be fixed, where true joys are to be found.
Ubi vera sunt gaudia, per dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivide regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Deus omnium fidelium pastor et rector famulum tuum Franciscum, quem pastram ecclesiae tuae precesi voluisti propitius respice, dae quesimus verbo et exemplo quibus precept proficere, ut ad vitam una cum grace sibi credito per veniat sempiterna.
Father, offering an additional opening collect prayer, a prayer for the Pope.
We take vivid regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Chants the epistle. The epistle comes from St. James.
Epistle having ended, Father prays at the altar and the Scola sings the Alleluia.
The deacon receives the Evangelarum. He will be accompanied by the subdeacon.
Sings, Alleluia, Alleluia. The right hand of the Lord hath wrought strength. The right hand of the Lord hath exalted me. Alleluia. Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more. Death shall no more have dominion over him. Alleluia.
deacon kneels to receive the blessing from the celebrant. Holy Evangelarum. Subdeacon, two candle bearers, and a thurifer go to another part of the sanctuary for the proclamation of the gospel.
Dominus Fabiscum.
Gospel comes from St. John.
In illo tempore dixit Iesus discipulis sui, vado ad eum qui misit me, et nemo ex vobis interrogat me, quo vadis. Et quia haec locutus sum vobis, tristitia inflegit cor vestro. Sed ego veritatem dico vobis, expedit vobis et ego vivaram, si idem non haverio, Paracletos non veniet ad vos, si autem haverio hicam eum ad vos. Et cum venerit ille, aguit mundum de peccato, et de justitia, et de judicio. De peccato quidam quia non crediderunt in me, de justitia verum, qui ad patrum vado, et iam non videbit his me, de judicio alter, quia precim suius mundi iam ludicatus est. Ad hoc multi habeo vobis dicere, sed non potestis portare modo. Cum altem venerit ille, spiritus veritatis, docebi, vos omni veritatem. Non in loquetur a exit ipso, sed quae cumque audi in loquetur, et quae ventura sum, anansi apis vobis. Ile me clarificabi, quid in me electiti et anansi apis vobis.
Book then is brought, the Evangelium is brought back to Father Ireland, the celebrant, for reverencing it, and then he is incensed. Jezebel and Manipal are removed as Father Ireland goes to the Ambo to proclaim the radiance in English, both the Epistle and Gospel.
Our translations for today's Holy Mass, first from the Epistle of Blessed James the Apostle. Beloved, each good gift and every best favor comes from above, comes down from the Father of the lights of the sky, who has never known change, who is never shadowed over. He has willed to bring us to birth with a revelation of truth, so that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Remember this, my beloved brothers. Then let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for a man's anger does not accomplish God's just purpose. So strip away everything filthy, every vicious excess. Humbly welcome the revelation that has struck its roots into you, that has the power to save your souls. And if we could stand for the translation of the Gospel from St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going away to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks, 'Where are you going?' Just because I have said this to you, your hearts are full of sorrow. Still, I am telling you the truth. It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go, the Paraclete will never come to you. Whereas if I do go, I shall send him to you. And when he does come, he will prove the world wrong about sin, about justice, about condemnation. First, sin, because they refuse to believe in me. Then justice, because I am going to the Father, and you can no longer see me. Finally, condemnation, because the prince of this world has been condemned. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. When he comes, however, being the Spirit of truth, he will guide you along the way of all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak only what he hears, and will announce to you the things to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and announce it to you." Thus concludes the translations for today. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue to celebrate this time after Easter, we celebrate the great joy of our risen Lord. And we are mindful of all that he has done, mindful of all that he has taught, mindful of his tremendous love. At Easter time, we remember our baptism. We remember being called by Christ to an innocence, to life, to truth. St. James says, "So strip away everything filthy, every vicious excess, and humbly welcome the revelation that has struck its roots into you, that has the power to save your souls. Welcome Christ into your hearts. Let him transform you. And walk in his light, walk in his divine presence, and bring that message to others." We are called to teach the truth. We are called to witness to the truth. The Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, has come upon us, to his church, and enlightened her. The Spirit of truth will guide you along the way of all truth. guiding us, leading us, empowering us to speak and preach the truth. My dear friends, we live in a world that does not understand truth. They speak of my truth and your truth and your truth as if there are different truths. There is truth, one and only, and that is found in our Lord and Savior. It is found in Him. It is found only in Him. And so we must live our lives in union with Him. We must radiate that truth that is deep within our hearts. The power of Christ in the world today. Bring Him into your homes. Bring Him into your schools. Bring Him into your places of employment. Bring Him into the world around us. Let them hear truth, and let that truth transform them as they too come to know the power of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Readings proclaimed in English, the homily offered. The celebrant returns to thy altar, resumes putting on his chasuble and his maniple as the Mass continues with the Credo. In the extraordinary form is that all genuflect at the words et homo factus est, and became incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. So you may have heard everybody genuflect during that time. Creed is probably the most familiar one, as you can hear many in the congregation chanting along with it.
Fear God. What great things the Lord hath done for my soul. Alleluia. Human nature. even Jesus Christ our Lord, thy Son, who with thee liveth and reigneth in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen.
In every solemn high mass, the subdeacon is adorned with a funeral veil. He takes the paten upon which the sacred host had sat, and it's wrapped up into the humeral veil. He stands at the foot of the altar, behind the deacon and subdeacon, behind the deacon and celebrant, and the MC holds the paten in front of his face, hiding the paten just as it's hidden beneath the corporal at every extraordinary form mass. The celebrant accompanied by the deacon and MC. Incensed. His hands are washed. The subdeacon is incensed.
Meanwhile, the scola sings a setting of the Regina Caeli. This setting by the 17th century Spanish composer Juan Garcia de Salazar. O Queen of Heaven, rejoice. Alleluia. For he whom thou didst merit to bear, alleluia, has risen, as he said, alleluia. Pray for us to God, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia. For the Lord has indeed risen, alleluia.
The traditional Easter Marian antiphon. Those in the congregation are incensed at this time.
From the Ansecula Seculo Horum.
Chant of the preface begins the preface before the Roman canon.
The preface for Easter. It is truly meet and just, right and for our salvation, at all times to praise thee, O Lord, but more gloriously at this time above others when Christ our Pasch was sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who took away the sins of the world, who by dying destroyed our death, and by rising again hath restored us to life. And therefore, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominations, and with all the hosts of the heavenly army, we sing a hymn to thy glory.
Dominatio omnibus,
office concludes, we sing a hymn to thy glory evermore, saying,
Sanctus was sung, the Roman Canon begins. The celebrant begins the prayers of the Roman Canon, prayed silently, while the congregation and other ministers kneel, except for the deacon and subdeacon. Signs of the cross made over each of the elements, the bread and the wine. At the time of the epiclesis, his hands are placed over the elements. A bell is rung. Pronounces the words of consecration slowly and deliberately. The sacred host, two hands high into the air for all to adore. In the same way, he offers the prayers over the chalice, bowing low, saying the prayers slowly and deliberately, genuflecting before it, raising the chalice high into the air for all to adore. This is the chalice of my blood of the New and Eternal Testament. Consecration said, the Roman Canon continues.
Meanwhile, Scola resumes the Sanctus that was interrupted by the consecration.
consecration on the celebrant's thumb and index finger are held together and will never be separated until the first ablution.
Including the prayers of the consecration, praying, "Remember also, O Lord, thy servants and handmaids, who are gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in a sleep of peace. To these, O Lord, and to all that rest in Christ, grant, we beseech thee, a place of refreshing coolness, light, and peace. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen."
Precepiti salutaribus moniti et divin institutione formati.
The introductory words for the Pater Noster, the Our Father, are chanted by the celebrant.
Pater Noster, qui es in cielis,
He chants the Pater Noster alone.
Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas.
As the Pater Noster concludes, the subdeacon returns to the high altar, having held the paten within the folds of his humeral veil the entire time, now returning the paten to the celebrant.
And Father prays, deliver us, we beseech thee, O Lord, from all evils, past, present, and to come, and by the intercession of the blessed and glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Mother of God, and of the holy apostles Peter and Paul, and of Andrew, and of all the saints, mercifully grant peace in our days, that through the assistance of thy mercy, we may always be free from sin and secure from all disturbance.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. A small piece of the host is dropped into the chalice. May this mingling and consecration of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ avail unto us who receive it unto everlasting life. Amen. Those to receive Holy Communion, placing their hands beneath the cloth as they receive on the tongue.
Meanwhile, the priest praying at the altar and the scola singing at the same time the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Grant us peace. Three prayers of immediate preparation for Holy Communion: a prayer for peace, a prayer for sanctification, and finally a prayer for grace. Praying, let not the partaking of thy body, O Lord Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, presume to receive, turn to my judgment and condemnation, but let it, through thy mercy, become a safeguard and remedy, both for soul and body, who with God the Father, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, livest and reignest God forever and ever. Amen.
Confito Deo Onnipotenti, Beata Maria Sempre Vergine, Beata Michele Arcangelo, Beata Madonna Priste, Sanctis Apostle Pedro Paolo, Omnibus Sanctus Sanctibus Pater,
Qui Begabitus Christus
Verbo et Opere, Mea Culpa, Mea Culpa, Mea Maxima Culpa.
I confess to Almighty God, to the blessed Mary, ever Virgin, blessed Michael the Archangel, blessed John the Baptist, the holy apostles Peter and Paul, to all the saints, and to you, Father, that I have sinned exceedingly in thought, word, and deed, through my fault, through my May Almighty God be merciful to you, and forgiving you your sins, bring you to everlasting life. Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem, et remissionem,
may the Almighty and merciful Lord grant us pardon, absolution, and remission of our sins. Amen.
Amen.
Ecce Annus Dei, ecce qui totus peccata mundi, Domine nomus adenius ed intras subjectu meum, sed tanto in verbo sudabi per adi mea. Domine nomus
repeated three times, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Domine nomus adenius ed intras subjectu meum, sed tanto in verbo sudabi per adi mea.
Father begins the distribution of Holy Communion first to the acolytes in the sanctuary and then to the faithful. Meanwhile, the Schola sings the Communion Antiphon in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. When the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Alleluia, alleluia.
As each of the faithful approach the communion rail, they kneel. The celebrant and the deacon are both distributing Holy Communion. As each approaches, they take the host, making the sign of the cross over the ciborium, and saying the words that mean in English, may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ preserve thy soul unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
home listening who may not be able to receive Holy Communion at this time, to make a spiritual communion within your soul, asking our Lord to please enter into your soul, that you may receive Him completely and fully, just as you might receive Him in the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist.
Spiritual Communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, the humility, and devotion with which your Most Holy Mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Amen. Meanwhile, the Scola continues as the distribution of Holy Communion to the faithful continues. Singing the hymn, Adoro Te, I Adore Thee, composed by Michael Haydn, the brother of Franz Josef Haydn, the younger brother, who lived from 1737 to 1806. Adoro Te, we adore Thee, O bread from heaven, O Lord, O Most High God, holy, 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 without end holy. Glory be to Thee always in the sacred host. As Holy Communion continues, the Scola sings, Sicut Charitas, by the 16th century Italian master Palestrina. So this is a motet for four voices, a setting of the first verse of Psalm 41. As the deer longs for the flowing streams, so longs my soul for Thee, O God.
Thank you.
this Holy Mass today, this Mass for the fourth Sunday after Easter, is well attended. There appear to be about 200 in attendance, not counting the sacred ministers and the scola. Attended by every generation, from the very young, many children, some in the arms of their parents, many young people.
Concluded, the celebrant and the deacon return to the high altar for the purification of the vessels. Sacrament is reposed. There are two ablutions done in the extraordinary form out of respect for the Holy Eucharist. Wine is first poured into the chalice to catch any drops of precious blood that may remain within the chalice. The celebrant consumes that. The second ablution is done with water and wine poured over the fingers of the celebrant to cleanse any particles of the Blessed Sacrament that may remain. As the chalice is prepared to be redressed, the missal is moved from the gospel side back to the epistle side for the post-communion prayer.
The post-communion prayer. Stand by us, O Lord our God, so that what we have confidently received may cleanse us from every vice and free us from every danger. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who lives and reigns with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Oremus, ec nos quesimus Domine divini sacramenti preceptio protega, et famulum tuum Francescum, quam pastorem ecclesiae tui precesimo
Luisti, unacum commissus sibi gregis for our Holy Father Pope Francis.
Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum,
et
the Mass is ended. Thanks be to God.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sancti.
The final blessing, and then the last gospel.
Dominus vobiscum. Initium sancti evangelium secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum erat ab Deum.
The last gospel never changes. It is always from the Gospel of St. John.
Omnia per ipsum factum sum, est sine ipso factum est in nihil, quod factum est, in ipso vita erat, et vita erat.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was made nothing that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlightens every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as it were of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Again, this beautiful Mass was offered this evening for the fourth Sunday after Easter in the extraordinary form of the Holy Roman Rite at the Church of St. Gregory the Great at the Parish of Sacred Heart of Jesus with celebrant Father David Ireland as pastor. Mr. Jerry Monroe has been here offering commentary, as well as myself, Father Doug Brown, chaplain for AM 1260 The Rock. At the conclusion of this Mass, we will rejoin AM 1260 regularly scheduled programming, The Best of Catholic Answers Live.
We wish to give special thanks to our engineer, Tim Boer, and our engineer, Leo Burkhart, the Schola Cantorum of the Lyceum School of South Euclid, Ohio, led and prepared today by Mr. Mark Langley, and also to Mr. Luke Masick, the headmaster of the Lyceum, to Mr. Henry Perbrun and all who helped organize the string orchestra that accompanied this beautiful presentation of Franz Josef Haydn's Mass setting, the Missa Brevis of St. John of God, and to all of our listeners. This concludes this live broadcast from St. Gregory the Great Church of Sacred Heart of Jesus Parish in South Euclid, Ohio. We will now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress, The Best of Catholic Answers Live. Thank you and God bless you.